All right, we're here. It's small, and we're doing it.
It's time.
This is it. We got an episode for you.
It's been brought to our attention, given to us on a silver platter. We now have it for you in the tiniest silver platter you've ever seen.
Yep, we're gonna celebrate the spooky October season by asking the question, or answering the question, I guess, from Fire to Box, which asks, in honor of all things horror, what movies or TV shows scared you when you were or are currently little?
Okay. I mean, yeah.
I'm a coward.
We know, yeah.
I like Halloween. I like scary things, but I actually am not a super big fan of horror movies.
I'm not either.
I'm going to go through some things that scared me, though, when I was younger.
Okay, that sounds good.
So, one of the big things that scared me, probably the scariest thing that I ever watched when I was a kid, I was probably like 10.
Yeah.
Might have been 9. I watched The Mummy with Brendan Fraser. And I've watched it as an adult, and it's not that scary anymore, other than the bugs that get under your skin, which is super, super, super creepy. But The Mummy, is face, and like as he's regenerating, kind of, and like, it caused me so many nightmares. That movie, it's not even a horror movie, but it scared me so much.
I have one that's also not a horror movie that terrified me.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't remember what this movie is. Someone, I'm sure, is going to be like, Chloe, it's this. But there was this movie, like it was like a vampire movie about a little child who was like made friends with vampires or whatever.
And is that The Little Vampire?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Okay, it's you. You're the one who's going to tell me, Chloe, it's this movie.
That movie scared you?
So, I don't know what happened, but I got I don't know. I got it in my mind that vampires were going to come, and they were going to turn me, and I would have to lose my whole family, because I wouldn't get to see them anymore, because it would be dangerous for me to be around them. And I was so sure that vampires were, one, real, and two, coming to get me and turn me into a vampire. Not feed on me, of course, because that'd be ridiculous. I was a child. Death did not exist at the time. But they were going to turn me into a vampire, and again, I would have to abandon everyone I know and live forever in some scary old spooky house.
That's fair. Little Vampire, by the way, I did Google it.
That's fair. So yeah, that's one that was not a horror movie that terrified me.
Also, Don't Look Under the Bed from Disney Channel original movie was pretty scary to me at the time.
I was terrified of ghosts, so like anything with ghosts in it, anything.
What about Casper, the friendly ghost?
Okay, not Casper.
What about Casper Meets Wendy?
I guess not Casper Meets Wendy.
Okay. So like what ghosts scared you? What about Scooby-Doo Meets the Boo Brothers?
And anyone that had like humanoid ghosts, not like anthropomorphic ghosts.
Those
like,
are
like,
humanoid, ish. Are you talking like ghosts like Nearly Headless Nick from Harry Potter?
Yes, I am talking about ghosts like Nearly Headless.
Nearly Headless Nick scared you?
Nearly Headless Nick was terrifying. Are you kidding me? Gosh. He pulled open his head because he was nearly headless, and you could see his like neck and stuff. I was like, that's terrifying.
That's just ghosts.
Awful. Yeah, ghosts are scary.
I don't think ghosts are scary. Ghosts are rad.
Yeah, so anything with ghosts really spooked me. Even to this day, I'm deathly afraid of ghosts.
What?
Yeah,
they're
all the time.
So great. Ghosts are so cool.
I was terrified at our last house that maybe there was a ghost in my closet, and I was so scared.
Nah.
I was so spooked.
Ghosts are your BFFs.
Not my BFFs, maybe your BFFs.
I lived in a house that I was pretty sure was haunted. And I would go downstairs in the middle of the night, and I would say out loud before turning on the lights, like, hey, because I was worried, like, all the chairs would be stacked on each other, like, all the cupboards would be open, or, like, there'd be something spooky and scary there. I'd just be like, hey, it's me, it's Sophie, I'm just getting some water. Don't let me interrupt whatever it is you're doing. If you're throwing a party or chilling with your ghost friends.
I imagine a ghost just like making like a you know how people make like card towers? They're making like a chair tower, and they're like, "Oh, Sophie, what's up? Yeah, no, I'm just making this sick chair tower."
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like ghosts just need some friends.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm being like ghost phobic.
Mummies don't need friends though.
They need scary. Littles.
Oh.
You looked at me with such confusion for a second before it landed.
Oh, I, That's it. I'm ending this. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.